Hey there, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's be honest, sometimes this whole life thing can feel like a never-ending scroll through an endless feed of comparison and self-doubt, right? You know that feeling when you're trying to catch up with everyone else, constantly striving for some unattainable ideal? Well, today we're ditching the algorithm and diving deep into something far more powerful. Self-compassion and self-love. Because trust me, these aren't just trendy buzzwords, they're the secret sauce to unlocking your true potential and living a life that feels truly fulfilling. So, grab your favorite cuppa, get comfy, and let's explore this incredible journey together. Now, you might be thinking, Nova, I already love myself. What's there to learn? But hear me out, loving ourselves deeply means more than just feeling good about our appearance or accomplishments. It's about cultivating a deep sense of acceptance, kindness, and understanding towards ourselves, even when we stumble, make mistakes, or fall short of our own expectations. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-compassion and self-love like a boss. 1. Challenge your inner critic. Ever notice how your inner voice can be way harsher than any critic on social media? That voice that whispers, you're not good enough, or you'll never measure up. Well, it's time to call that critic out for what it is, a bunch of unhelpful, often untrue, thoughts. Imagine you have a friend going through the same thing. Would you talk to them that way? Of course not. So why subject yourself to such negativity? Instead, try responding to those negative thoughts with kindness and understanding. Say to yourself, this is just my inner critic talking. It's not always accurate. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of your perceived flaws or mistakes. 2. Practice self-care rituals. Think of self-care as a way to nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's not about indulging in every whim, it's about intentionally making choices that support your well-being. This could involve anything from taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply and center yourself. 3. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves recognition. Did you finish that project at work? Nailed that presentation? Or just managed to get out of bed on a Monday morning? Give yourself a high five, a virtual pat on the back, whatever feels good. Recognizing your achievements helps build self-confidence and reminds you of all the amazing things you're capable of. 4. Embrace imperfection. This is a big one. We're often bombarded with images of perfect lives and bodies. But let's be real, perfection doesn't exist. It's a myth that sets us up for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, embrace your imperfections. Those quirks and flaws are what make you unique and beautiful. Learn to laugh at yourself, forgive your mistakes, and remember that it's okay to not be perfect. 5. Surround yourself with positive people. You know the saying, you are who you hang around. So choose your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your dreams, and celebrate your successes. Distance yourself from those who drain your energy or bring negativity into your life. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you made a mistake at work, didn't meet a personal goal, or simply had a bad day. How did that inner critic treat you? Did it help or hinder you? Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. Would you have treated yourself differently? Maybe offered yourself a little understanding, kindness, and encouragement instead of harsh judgment. Truth is, cultivating self-compassion takes practice just like any new skill. But the rewards are immense. When we learn to be kind to ourselves, we open ourselves up to greater happiness, fulfillment, and resilience. We become more capable of navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. We begin to see our imperfections as part of what makes us unique and beautiful. So, my friends, let's commit to treating ourselves with the same love and kindness that we would offer to a dear friend. Let's silence the inner critic and embrace our authentic selves, flaws and all. Because you are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness. Now go out there and shine. Ready to keep breaking those algorithms and rewiring your brain for focus. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love. And as always, hit that subscribe button and join me every day on this journey of growth and empowerment. Catch you on the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.